Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Andrea Davis, a life coach, transition strategist, and international speaker. And Andrea, great to have you with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And equally our pleasure to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time. So tell us, for starters, why did you become a life coach specifically to women over 40?
Eric, that's a great question. So some years ago when I was in my 40s, while I was still working my federal government job, I started thinking about what my life would look like if I was doing something different. You know, as a baby boomer, I was taught that if you get a good government job, you stay there and you ride that job out until the wheels fall off. But I knew that there could be so much more to my life if I could only imagine it. And so it wasn't until my 50s that I started making a move. And I was in my late 50s when I actually left to pursue it. So I became a life coach to women over 40 because I knew that there were other women that were out there like me who wanted to live a bigger, bolder life, but couldn't see their way out of the place that they were in because what they were in wasn't bad. It just wasn't as fulfilling as they wanted their life to be.
It certainly makes sense, and certainly appreciate your sharing some of those details on why you became a life coach. Makes sense to me. Now, how do you help women reinvent their lives? I'm sure our lady listeners would love to hear some information on that.
Well, the first thing that I do is I try to help them understand that they are still here because they have a purpose. And so with that purpose being understood and fully recognizing why they're still here, I help them to take inventory, you know, of what they can take into their next, you know, whether it be their next job, their next life, their next career, their next business endeavor. Because you can't live 40 years or 50 years and not have some valuable tools to take into your next. So I help them take inventory of those tools, those life skills, those things that they can do to help perhaps start a career, start a business, make a major life transition. But the most important thing is I help them to develop a plan to build a life that brings fulfillment through a sense of purpose, a life that's lived out loud and unapologetically. Because one of the things that I found out and I realized about women over a certain age is that it's hard for them to do some of the things that they want to do because of the things that they feel like they have to do because they've always done. They've always taken care of their kids, so it only makes sense to help take care of the grandkids. And so I have friends in that space right now who want to do something different, who would like to travel more, but they're like, no, I have to do this or I have to do that. And there's nothing wrong with doing those things. But if it leaves you feeling a little empty and unfulfilled, then that means you're not taking care of self to be the best version of who you can be for those that you're taking care of.
Certainly some great points made right there. And even taking that further, what do you do as a reinvention strategist? Talk to us about that.
Well, I help women develop a plan to live a life that brings them that fulfillment that I talked about earlier and that allows them to find ways, again, to use their gifts and their talents to serve others. And I think that's the big thing, is that a way to serve others, because when we're serving others and we're helping others, then we have a sense of purpose and we know why we're here. I help them, you know, discover their purpose or even a renewed purpose, because an empty nester may have had a purpose for 18, 19, 20 years raising kids. But when those kids are gone and married and out doing their own thing, then what? So I help them discover, you know, what's next and then develop a plan to live out that next. And again, that next could take the form of almost anything, you know, as far as a major life transition. Maybe they're retiring, something that I did recently. Maybe they are leaving the workforce and starting a business, something that I did recently. So I help them develop a plan to get to the life that brings them the fulfillment and the joy and the ability to live unapologetically and out loud.
Pretty exciting stuff right there. Today we're joined by Andrea Davis, a life coach, transition strategist, and international speaker here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Andrea, what do you consider some of the major steps to someone reinventing themselves?
That's a great question, Eric. I have an acronym for it, and it's SHIFT. And so every sustainable change in our life starts with a shift. And a shift is simply just a small change in how we think or our position on something. And so the first thing that I believe that everyone who's making that, you know, that's reinventing themselves or making that major life transition, they have to stop their, stop their old way of thinking. You know, any limiting belief that says that they're too old or that they can't do it or that they, you know, that no one's going to find them relevant. I just need them to change that thinking into, you know, maybe that's the way it was, but maybe I can do something different, or I may be older, but I'm wiser and I have experience. Just a small shift in how they're thinking. So to stop their old way of thinking and transition to a new way of thinking. So the H is for heal. We can't take the brokenness from our past or our disappointments from our past and build anew. We can't build a new life. We can't enter into a new job. We can't enter into new relationships. We can't build new from old brokenness. So we have to heal from that. And then the I stands for invest. We have to believe in ourselves enough to invest in ourselves. Self-development, self-care, learning new skills, honing in on the skills that we have that worked really well for us in the, you know, in the past, but need to be updated. You know, if you were a great typist back in the day in the typing pool, you're going to need to learn how to, you know, work a keyboard on a laptop now. A little different skill, but pretty much the same, you know. And then you need to focus. Whatever it is that you're trying to attain, that needs to be your focus. I know we tend to get sidetracked. You know, we see things happening to the left of us, to the right of us. You know, people are pulling at us. We don't know how to set boundaries to, you know, to keep our, you know, keep our goals on track. But we have to stay focused, and we have to decide that this is what we want, and we're willing to say no to those things that don't lead us to, in that direction. And then we just simply have to take action, which is the transform part. We just have to transform through taking actions, just one small step at a time, one foot in front of the other. So again, just to recap, it's we have to shift. We have to stop our old way of thinking. We have to heal from our past. We have to learn to invest in ourselves. We have to focus, and then we have to transform by taking action.
And that input and information ought to inspire quite a few folks tuning in today. Good stuff. And what one thing would you recommend to a woman who is looking to change her life and live that bigger, bolder life that you've mentioned earlier?
Great question again. So I would say figure out what you're passionate about. Then find out who needs that area of your passion and serve them. When we get into a place where we're able to serve others, to show up for others, it takes the focus off of us, and we have a sense of fulfillment. And then once we are doing what we are purposed in our life to be doing, doors will open and possibilities are endless.
Andrea, really great to have had you with us. And of course, we've just kicked off a new year, and this information is so timely and inspiring and motivational, and we can't thank you enough for what you do in all regards. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
If anyone out there is looking to make a major life transition, is looking to reinvent themselves, they can check me out on my website, MsAndreaDavis.com. Don't be afraid to do something different. The worst thing that will happen is you'll find out that wasn't your thing. and then you can move forward from there.
Again, Andrea, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio and for the information shared. Again, folks, it is MsAndreaDavis.com. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Andrea Davis, a life coach, transition strategist, and international speaker. And once again, for more information and for contact, visit MsAndreaDavis.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.